Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Leslie Silva. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Recently, I was in Costco, and a friend of mine who is also in ministry asked me if I knew a church that was really effective in doing evangelism. I said, yes, Grace Bible Church, Pearlside. I went on. I said, the passion to reach people has to come from the pulpit. And Pastor Norman Nakanishi has it. It was Charles Grandison Finney who said, make it an object of constant study and of daily reflection and prayer to learn how to deal with sinners so as to promote their conversion. And when I think of Pastor Norman Nakanishi, I think of somebody whom Charles Finney is describing. But he doesn't only study and observe, he does it. And he continues to do it. And that's why it inspires me and so many others. God uses him to inspire us to reach more people with the love of Christ. We're blessed to have Pastor Norman in studio with us today, and you're in for a real blessing. As usual, Leslie and I, we like to pause at the beginning of this show just for a moment to remind you that the reason we have the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is to bring you closer to Jesus Christ. And if you want to have a relationship with Jesus, especially as you're listening to this show, whatever you are, wherever you are, whatever you're going through, you can go to www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Pastor Norman Nakanishi is the senior pastor of Grace Bible Church, Pearlside. Grace Bible is a growing multi-generational church committed to reaching people and equipping them to fulfill their destiny. He has a special heart for youth, which has resulted in a constant flow of young people and their families over the years. Pastor Norman is also a member of the United States National Leadership Team for the Every Nation Family of Churches, an international movement with ministries worldwide. Pastor Norman is a graduate of the University of Hawaii. He is an educator by background and formal training. He also has his master's degree in biblical counseling. He is chaplain for the University of Hawaii Warrior football team. He speaks in corporate and community settings on inspiration, leadership, relationships. Pastor Norm, along with his wife Faye and their family, reside in beautiful Pearl City, Hawaii. Pastor Norman, welcome to our show.
A delight to be here, Danny.
Pastor, let's start by talking about something that has really been the joy of your heart. UH football.
Yes, spring is here. Spring ball.
What has the Lord done, Pastor Norm, through the UH football team during your time there as chaplain?
I think it's, it's not so much about the sport, although, Danny, as a former gridiron star, you know, it's about the friendships, the relationships, the connections that happen because of it. Because, you know, in Hawaii, UH football is the only game there is, but it brings together various communities, the educational community, the media, government, the marketplace of business people. I was at practice the other day for the opening of spring ball. It's like on one piece of turf, you have so many people from so many professions with so much profound influence. Never at one point in time will you find everybody on one patch of green grass. So it's the friendships and in the midst of that, the divine appointments that God gives.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've been an avid sportsman for years. Was it like that growing up too?
Yeah, absolutely. I never was much of a good athlete, as you can tell by looking at my astounding body. I just came from a small group where we have the two-time Mr. Hawaii. Kevin Sperling, he's opening his own training business and gym, and it's exciting to see. I was looking at him, and I thought, that's how I look mentally.
What did but he say I'm about visualizing, right?
There you
can
go.
Do it enough.
That's right. You see it. So, no, I've always been a sports nut, like you, Danny. I don't know about you, Leslie.
Oh, I love it. I'm a spectator. Yeah. Spectator,
I'll
but
tell you.
Avid. Love it.
Well, your son has the body I want, too. Okay. But, no, yeah, from as far back as I can remember, yeah.
Well, take us back, Pastor Norm. Take us back. Where did you grow up? What was your growing up years like?
Well, I grew up mostly in Kalihi. And so, you know, we're over here sitting here, right? I was right by Farrington High School. So I'm telling myself, see, have I parked legally? Illegally, I'm looking for the no parking. I said, you know what? This is Kalihi. I can park where I like, no matter. So I grew up in Kalihi. Therefore, you know, in Kalihi, everybody either plays music or sports or you get in trouble. That's what I found. Mm-hmm. And so I warmed the bench in sports but was stronger in music. But I have fond memories growing up in this community. Mm-hmm. Really, mm-hmm. really, I do.
Well, I think anybody that ever visits, goes to Grace Bible Church and hears you preach, mm-hmm. will sense that your love for Kalihi emanates continuously,
yes.
In a constant flow throughout your sermons.
Yeah, you mm-hmm. notice one of the largest churches in America does meet at Farrington High School.
Right.
Oh, New Hope. Right. Some people have renamed it New Hope High School.
Pastor, who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Oh, gosh. You know, growing up years, you know, it'd have to be my mother, first of all, because she led me to Christ. Of course, I resisted for a while, but her prayers were profound. I can still see her kneeling by her bedside, praying for me while I went the other way. And I would have to cite her, first of all, first and foremost. I played Park League basketball, I think, is Coach Silva. Although it was a short period of time, I remember I was a plug of a point guard playing with all these stars, but he said, the main thing is you play defense and hit the free throws, but whatever you do, don't shoot. He taught me about stay in your lane, play your role, play your strengths, and just be who you are and don't be who you're not. So let's start there, Danny. Mm. Yeah.
You know, that's... you know, that's a profound message mm-hmm. that you learn at a very young age. Mm-hmm. How old were you at the time?
13.
13 years mm-hmm. old. Did you catch it? Did you catch what the implications and the profundity of what Coach Silva was saying?
Absolutely, because I saw the superiority of the talent of Musi Tatupo. I played a mm-hmm. little bit with him, you know, mm-hmm. part lead basketball for Kalihi Valley. And I was the only Asian guy on the team, and I was so junk. You know, that I caught it right away.
Mm. Stay in your lane.
Yeah. Because I couldn't keep up with them anyway, you know.
But it's positive, though. That was a very positive thing because you had something to offer.
Exactly.
So how did that influence you? You heard that? And
you know what, Leslie? I'm glad you asked that question because I found that my greatest influence was off the court as an encourager. And I often would think, man, if I had their physical skills given my spirited heart and mental ability, I would be all state. Unfortunately, only the mental part was there and the emotional heart mm-hmm. content was there. I didn't have the physical skills. But I learned early that I think if I was going to be effective in life, I'd have to play my strengths. I knew very well what my weaknesses were. Mm-hmm. I didn't have Danny Yamashiro's athletic ability, put it that way, because I seen Danny play.
You know, Pastor Norman, there are people who are all stars when it comes to encouraging people. they've got that gift,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
But and this, you've got it on a world class level. I mean, the ability
yes.
to encourage and mm-hmm. build up. It's such that it's genius and it's divine.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just say it like that, mm-hmm. you know. And that's the breadth of what I recognize.
Mm-hmm.
It's influenced my life.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, in some ways, maybe I'm here today in the radio because of how God used you to mm-hmm. speak into my life, and the people that are being benefiting mm-hmm. or beneficiaries of the radio show
mm-hmm.
under the hand of God, God used you.
Exactly. And Pastor Norman, what you do so well is that God gives everyone special gifts and abilities, and you make all of us feel like, wow, anything's possible through God, through us. It's not just select people. Everybody can make a difference where they're at. And that is very encouraging because we all need to hear that.
You know, we need to say thank you for staying in your lane.
Yes, thank you.
I remember, you know what? It's good to hear you folks. You're like mirrors because you know how we all do what we're good at, but we don't, because it's more automatic, it's more our wiring, we don't really know what we're doing well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm 56 years old. I should have more self-awareness by now.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember I was Coach Mack's first year. I remember he put his arm around me. He says, now, chaplains encourage the spirit. He didn't put it that way, but that's what he was saying.
Mm-hmm.
But team chaplains don't coach. I said, Coach, I got that. I went to Dillab. I got that when I was 12 years old. And it's been fun because I find that athletes or businessmen, like I said, I just came from my small group. I'm going, the only insignificant guy in terms of accomplishments in life, I looked around the room, was me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And yet, I realized that how encouragement from each other is like oxygen to each other's soul, because I see the looks on their faces like they never saw themselves that way before.
You know, I think you're right when you said a few phrases or statements back that we're not aware all the time of what we do well. I'm not necessarily walking around thinking, well, I'm good at this or good at that. And it really is nice and helpful when someone comes alongside and encourages that. You know, and tells you and encourages you, because we need to cultivate those mm-hmm. gifts and abilities for mm-hmm. God in the venues and arenas of life that He places us.
Well, and
do that.
Somebody listening today
mm-hmm.
needs to be reminded not just about staying in your lane, but the wonder of staying in your lane.
Mm-hmm.
That there are things to be discovered, there are things to be experienced, mm-hmm. and there is a tremendous a reservoir that God has supernaturally placed within you that may not even be being used at this time. Sometimes not even being acknowledged.
Yes, and everyone out there, everyone needs to know that that is true. There's a reservoir for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
God
mm-hmm.
has placed that for everyone. There's a lane for all of us.
Pastor Norman, when we come back from our break, I'd like for you to talk to us about your calling. I mean, staying in your lane, but then you can be an encourager in business. You can be an encourager in any other form, but you're an encourager. God called you into the ministry. It's distinct. We all want to know how we can hear God's voice too, but we can hear it from your story. Pastor Norm's going to share with us. Are you wondering? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A first-hand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Amashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM and on AM 760 KGU. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org and remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Amashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with my co-host, Leslie Silva, and our featured guest today, Pastor Norman Nakanishi. Pastor Norman is a senior pastor of Grace Bible Church, Pearlside. He's also the chaplain of the University of Hawaii Warrior football team. You know, a broadcast like the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for some very generous partners that we have, like Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Wahiawa dentist, Dr. Calvin Oishi, the orthopedic surgeon, A1A electrician, Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Burt's Union right here on School Street, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group, and Armor of Truth.
You know, Pastor Norman, we were talking earlier about your career as a point guard at the young, tender age of 13.
That's a great exaggeration.
No, I think you see God's fingerprints all the way through this. We're getting there. And the coach giving you a word of advice about staying in your lane.
No, I mean, I feel like right now at 56 years of age, I'm this help others get into their lane and prepare one day for a younger leader to take over my lane. And as a point guard, they have a phrase, you know, Leslie, that as we ran the fast break, you know, right now it's March Mania is coming up and college basketball and pro ball is real big. My role was to take the middle, but there's a phrase, you fill the lane, there's a guy's coming down the wing on the right and the left, and I was to determine who I would pass the ball to so they could score. And the coach made it very clear to me, you're not to hog the ball and try to take it to the basket yourself to score. You're to pass the ball to the person either in the right lane or the left lane. I feel right now that's my calling in life. That's what leaders do. They set other people up for greatness and make everybody else around them better or become the best that they can be. So that's what I'm focusing on in this next season of life.
And now as a pastor, you know, you phrased it so well. If I could ask you to phrase it again, I just love that analogy. And you talked about now, all the years later, as a leader, helping others to succeed.
That's right.
And you said that it was catching, giving them the shot.
Yes, letting them have the ball and letting them take it to the basket and to score.
Score. yeah. help people score. And that's what you're doing now.
Exactly.
You're equipping people, encouraging people to help them score in yeah. God's world.
And
in
honestly,
God's
and honestly, when you're younger, you want to score. And there's mm-hmm. there's a season where we're supposed to score, but it's never all about us. Even then, you're giving others opportunity. Mm-hmm. But you know, when you're older, it's almost like you can't dunk anymore.
Mm.
You have got to pass the ball. Kobe Bryant one day won't be able to do a lot of things he can do now. In fact, what he does now mm-hmm. is very different. Michael Jordan was the same way. He had to develop a different way
mm-hmm.
Of playing. And he mm-hmm. and both, whether it's him, Magic Johnson, or Kobe, the championships are won as they make everybody else better
mm-hmm.
by putting them in position
mm-hmm.
and giving them the ball to score from that position. Mm-hmm. So at 56, it's clearer to me than ever. And you know what? Let's be honest. I don't have the energy I used
mm-hmm.
to have.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got to give the ball to others who have the energy and the leap,
mm-hmm.
like you guys. Like, I look at Danny over here, I say, if I could bottle the Yamashiro energy, I could mm-hmm. get really rich.
Really? That's what we're saying just before the show went on the air, listening to
money.
Danny going. I was like, whoa, this guy, you can feel the wheels turning in his head. It's amazing.
Well, Pastor Norman, you have been given the gift of support and the infrastructure, not just of a church ministry and church background,
mm-hmm.
With the mentorship that you've received, the leadership that you've received, and now you're passing it on. But tell us about your family.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have three girls. One, as a matter of fact, my oldest girl married my young adult pastor, who's currently my staff. That's a long story how they grew up and became part of the church when they were still in high school. I get stuck on that.
There was a church. You planted the church,
yes,
too, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And a young man whose name is Billy Lyle, who's been on this show as a co-host.
Yeah.
I mean, how they came together, got married now, married going on 6 years. I have one grandson who, I guess, is taking after his grandpa a little bit. He loves playing the drums at two.
Mm.
And just made two. At any day now, we're expecting our second grandchild. It'll be a girl.
Mm-hmm.
So that's occupying most of our emotional energy right now,
mm-hmm.
because any day now, here comes number two.
Wow.
I'm proud of my middle girl is close to finishing her master's degree at Chaminade University in marriage and family counseling.
Mm.
Extremely proud of Amy.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's my youngest girl, Mari, who's laying the groundwork for starting her own business, a boutique.
Mm. Wow.
And, you know, I look at all that. They've always loved Jesus. When I think family, I've been married 31 years, a woman who is far better than I deserve, quite honestly, who's been with me through thick and thin. She's the only girl I've ever known. I didn't grow up in church, but I remember saying to the Lord, I just want to do this once. One girlfriend, you know, one wife for a lifetime, and the Lord's been really, really wonderful. Sometimes I pinch myself. I said, when you see all the challenge that people go through out in life itself, God is certainly good if you serve Him.
Mm-hmm.
He will honor you, you know. And I know that's not been the case for everyone, but certainly I think I've lived a life that is just a testament to God's goodness.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, family's been, I mean, let's face it, without the family we have, I could not be doing what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's something to say about health. You know, a person in your leadership position and the God-given capacity that you possess has to, if there's not health, true health,
mm-hmm.
there'll be some burning up somewhere,
sure.
and then
mm-hmm.
Some unraveling that'll take
mm-hmm.
place.
Mm-hmm.
We can go in many different ways, different, we
yeah,
could go on different
sure.
lanes, but I'd like to look at from a leadership standpoint, leadership health, mm-hmm. pastor's health. Mm-hmm. What have you found to be certain things that, well, you know, and it's not just as a pastor, so it's singular, but mm-hmm. principles that will be relatable to virtually anybody mm-hmm. that help perpetuate you in terms of your emotional, mental well-being to do what you do and to do it well.
Mm-hmm. You know, Danny, it's good that you would ask, and Leslie and I grew up under Sam and Nancy Webb mm-hmm. for a good period of our Christian lives, and before I planted Grace Bible Pearlside, Sam Webb gave me a good bit of advice. You know, he came from the old school, you know, where ministry could be all-consuming. They mm-hmm. didn't have James Dobson in a lot of ways back mm-hmm. in their formative years. And he told me, he said, Norman, don't put your family before ministry. You know, don't make that mistake that so many people make. And I took that to heart. And try to be as normal as you can be with your kids. Mm. You know, not so religious. Because I used to be over a Christian school. I taught in a Christian school. And I saw sometimes some parents would be too passionate about wanting their kids to serve God. They would try to make decisions for their children. And it was counterproductive. Eventually, after a good run, the Christian school closed at Grace Bible, but after having taught in it and been over it for a good number of years, I came to this conclusion, Danny and Leslie, raise your children normally. Mm. Let them have fun. Don't be legalistic. Allow them to make choices and discover Jesus for themselves. Mm-hmm. I was not a great, great father, I'll be honest with you, because the church could be consuming, and if I could do it all over again, I'd do things differently, but here's what I did. I acknowledged that before the Lord. We tried to give our kids a normal upbringing. Mm-hmm. We didn't have them in Christian schools. We had them in public schools. That way they could discover their faith. In their formative years, they were in Grace Bible Christian School. Those were great memories. Mm-hmm. But we had to let go at some point in time. And what happened, by taking them out of our hands, we put them into God's hands. The thing that I did almost every night for my girls was pray for them. Sometimes I'd go into their room. I'd pray for them while they were sleeping. Sometimes when they weren't home, I'd lay my hands on their pillow, on their bed. I said, God, I can't be with them every moment of the day. It's a scary world out there. But you said you would never leave us or forsake us. And I just trusted that. I just believed that. And sure enough, it worked. Mm-hmm. I marvel today, you know, mm-hmm. Danny and Leslie. I look at my kids and I go, of course they're not perfect, you know. But I go, wow. Would I have grown up that well?
You know, I'm sitting here.
Oh, yeah, I know myself. Probably not.
No.
You know what I mean?
I'm sitting here listening to you, and I'm like, arr! That has got to be one of the hardest things for parents.
Yeah.
You know, to sit there and to say, you did this when your girls were young. Ah. I mean, I struggle with that. It's this feeling like if you don't do something, if you don't set the parameters or you don't do something. You know, it could be.
And Leslie, you know where I learned
so
that doesn't work? When I was teaching in and overseeing the mm-hmm. Christian school. Because the tendency is we don't trust God internally. We try to use external controls.
Mm-hmm.
And they never work. Especially as children get into the adolescent age, the brain, we know this, neurologists say, morphs and changes, so they become more abstract. They start thinking and making decisions on their own, mm-hmm. Reasoning, you know, imagining. They start learning how to process rather than rote instruction, do this, do that. Mm-hmm. It's a good thing, but I think sometimes parents, they fail to do two things. They don't change their parenting style mm-hmm. to accommodate a budding young adult mm-hmm. in formation. The second thing is they fail to trust God.
Mm-hmm.
And God made them. God put them on this planet. He's got a purpose for them. He doesn't want to blow it with them more than we do. He's their kids first. And that's a freeing thing for me who, you know, I'm not the modicum of the finest fatherhood, but I realize that God is the ultimate father.
So. You know, when you're talking about that, if we could just say right now, what advice would you give a parent who is listening right now, who wants to do this, mm-hmm. but doesn't know how? What's one of the first steps they can take?
I tell you what, every time I would get afraid, I'd hit my knees. I'd make that bedroom visit.
Mm.
I'd say, Lord, these are the children you gave to fulfill your purpose. So I let go and I let you take over. I'm worried right now, but I'm going to turn this worry and fear into faith, and I'm praying for them. I'm telling you, that trigger, every time fear or doubt would come into my mind, I would just turn that into prayer. And I came to the conclusion after a while, the enemy of our soul must be thinking, that's not going to work. Because every time I try to put fear into Norman's mind, he turns that into prayer.
Because God doesn't give a spirit of fear,
no,
but of power
and of
love and of sound mind.
Leslie, you said it right on. Because then I realized fear doesn't come from God, so guess where it's coming from?
Yes, the enemy.
So let's fight with faith.
That's great. That's great. Thank you. That's good.
Pastor Norman has a passion for family, and he can share even that principle with us. It's something that I can apply. You know, Leslie, any parent, grandparent can apply for your family. When we come back from our break, I'm going to ask, and I really want to know. You know, some people are so driven with such a clear and strong passion. But more distinctly, this passion for people to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to know how that developed in you, Pastor. You see, this passion is not only his, but it's God's passion for you. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more from Pastor Norman Nakanishi.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. The fact that there are business owners who care enough about our community to bring God's hope to people is one of the greatest gifts to society. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show appreciates their generous financial support.
The Good Life Radio Show is a ministry that has a family of financial supporters. Grateful for their generosity, Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show would like to thank Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Birch Union Service Station on School Street, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Michael Beasley of Kiani, Realtor Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, and Chinnan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated. To learn more about our sponsors and further sponsorship opportunities, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with my featured guest today, Pastor Norman Nakanishi. Pastor Norman is the senior pastor of Grace Bible Church Pearlside. He's also the chaplain of the University of Hawaii Warrior football team. And we're here with my co-host today, Leslie Silva. Before our break, we're talking with Pastor Norman about passion and his passion for people. More specifically, people who have not yet come and experienced a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Pastor Norman, where did this passion come from?
You know, Danny, I had been an associate pastor for a number of years under Pastor Sam Webb, who is still today my pastor. Great man, Sam and Nancy. Very few better than them. And it was a pleasure to serve with them and for them, but I got so churched. In other words, I was administrating events, covering the school, I had taught in the school, and I was in a highly Christian environment all of the time, and I started to dry up. And so my first inclination was to go back into the marketplace, to leave the vocational ministry, professional ministry. So I had prepared myself to do that. But at the last minute, the Lord made it clear through a number of ways that wasn't His path for my life. But instead, I got the message. I believe the Lord made it clear that I needed to intentionally get out of the church bubble, not leave it entirely, but add to it the missional aspect of being with unchurched, unreached people consistently, intentionally. And that was the difference, Danny, that when I started building relationships with people that were far from God or seekers, a compassion grew in me because I could see the need in their life, the suffering behind backstage in their life, behind the curtain of their soul, how what you saw on the outside and projected out front was not the reality on the inside down deep. And, you know, Jesus, the Bible says, was moved with compassion as he went. Of course, you know, being the Lord, he had compassion. But Scripture is real clear. I think it's in the Gospel of John that tells us that he was moved with compassion as he went from town to town and village to village. Well, as I went from person to person and built friendships, started small groups with unreached people, just talking to people with cancer, broken marriages, children on the brink, dealing with death firsthand, I changed. And I realized that that's what Jesus wants every believer to do, that we need to go. But what happens with the Christian life after a while, the more we get immersed into church life, we get extracted from the world. It's not intentional. It's gradual, it's incremental, till all of a sudden all we have are Christian friends, Christian social life, we read Christian books, watch Christian media, and we get Christianized, right? We speak Christianese, you know the joke, as people say. So the dryness that I felt, this was in 1988-89, that was the awakening. In other words, my soul was incomplete because I wasn't attached to the mission of going. I was staying and tending to a lot of important things in God's house, but I wasn't leaving His house enough to touch a hurting world. And that was a seminal moment for me, a seminal season in my life. And ever since 1989 till now, it's grown. You know, and that I get up every day after just thanking the Lord and just honoring Him in my devotions. I am praying for the unreached. It burns within me every day.
Now, 1989, was this the time when the Lord had given you a vision for Grace Bible Church ProSite and the planting of the church?
You know what, Danny? That vision actually didn't hit me till 1993. Yeah, those years were formative years of just one-to-one contacts and creating small groups. And I found that in small groups, there was a synergy that wouldn't take place just one-to-one. I could take people only so far one-to-one, but if I brought them into a small group, they would start feeding off of each other and encouraging each other. It became exponential. Like I said, I just came from a small group now. I talked to my assistant. I said, that has got to be one of the best all-time small groups I've ever been in. Mm-hmm. Because the depth, you know, it was a men's small group. Holy cow, you know, and there's no way without a small group of a net of relationships that kind of dynamic at that depth can happen.
I remember one day talking with you after church, and you know, at church you would give people an opportunity to respond to the gospel, and you know, I've seen a few hands that were raised, and I thought, what if they don't go back outside to you know, the new believers' welcome booth where they can get a pack of, you know, follow-up material. And I remember you said, we'll catch them in the small group.
That's the real
We'll catch them in the small group. Yeah. And that's where people connect. And that's where a lot of them make their decisions.
Right. And a lot of times, too, you know, coming to church on Sunday is fine. You know, you get the message and then you just leave. And then you go back into your world until the next Sunday. But we really are meant to be in community.
That's right.
And community comes from small group outside of Sunday.
Sure.
Because sometimes Sunday you just sit there, you don't talk to anybody, get up and go. But it's really community is what you're talking about.
That's right. And even small group can become another Sunday program. So it's really looking at all of life as just a continuum of relationships, God setting up the divine appointments all the time.
So you can say that when you wake up in the morning and go to work, if you go to work, or even if you stay home, and you're work at home as a mom, you have a community there to reach. There's a community at work, anywhere you go.
Yeah, and we just have to put ourselves in the place where that can happen. And to answer you know, Danny, your question, where did that start? I mean, I realized passion for lost people wasn't happening because I didn't have any relationships with people far from God. I had become fully churched. And it's like this. I needed to get out.
Break away.
Isn't that what, you know, JCCY, we all need to get out.
Now, one of the unique things about the ministry, and it's been continuous throughout the years, is the incredible impact among young people. That's been a real distinctive quality. Where did that come from? Can you describe some of what has happened, and how did that take place?
I'll tell you where the seed is. The seed came when the Lord said to me, okay, you're going to plant a church here in Pearl City. You need to contextualize yourself and your family and put your three girls in the public school system. Now, that's what the Lord spoke to me. So the first youth converts came because of my kids. And I believe from that then came the next step, I believe, the Lord, where what I call the surprise, where we started a Sunday night service to provide another option for adults who worked in the morning. Instead, we drew a lot of street kids. And that was a total shock. That's totally a God thing.
What was that like?
Scary. Danny, you were part of that, you know. Spoke at our camps, some of our retreats, helped train our young people. It was scary because these were not kids that when I was at the Mother Grace Bible Church that I could connect with or relate to. But having grown up in Kalihi, I'm used to rough cut kids. These were very rough cut kids who I could see in their hearts just didn't have the contextual background that I had, because I came from at least a family that hung together. So it was scary, but the Lord used that to enlarge my compassion quotient. Now today we have kids from the prep schools, middle class. We continue to draw the needy, the hurting, and the violent. We do. But it's just God's assignment on Grace Bible Pearl side in my life. You know, I think God just puts a certain anointing or grace on different churches based on divine assignment that happened to be ours. And so we try to, the best we can, proliferate that and perpetuate that in the body of Christ wherever God opens the doors for us.
You know, sometimes, Les, we have shows that, you know, we could speak on a number of subjects and our guests can speak. Sometimes though, our guests, like, and I think a show is like today, it's just kind of listen and there's something that can be gleaned in a number of things that are being spoken of. Mm-hmm. It's kind of almost like a buffet. Mm-hmm. As a listener listens, they're going to grab onto something that God is going to say, here, this portion, this serving is just for you at this moment, this time in your life. Mm-hmm. When we come back from our break, I'm going to ask Pastor about the future. As we look ahead, we won't expound Revelation and the book parts of the book of Daniel, but the vision for ministry, the vision, the future that God has put on your heart is that's kind of what you see. And then there's also this quote that you always say, each one reach one. Quotable Norman Nakanishi. What does it mean? When we come back, Pastor Norman will share that with us. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again, another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A first-hand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM and on AM 760 KGU. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org and remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with my co-host, Leslie Silva, and our featured guest today, Pastor Norman Nakanishi. Pastor Norman is the senior pastor of Grace Bible Church, Pearlside. You can find out more about Grace Bible at gbchawaii.org. That's www.gbchawaii.org. Pastor Norman, as you look ahead in this last segment of our program today, looking into the future, your future, what God has put in your heart, future of Grace Bible Church Pearlside. Mm-hmm. What do you see?
You know, we talked about point guard earlier. Mm-hmm. We used that analogy. Mm-hmm. I think I'll have to make the transition as every leader who's my age, the baby boomer, senior pastor, I think we have to be honest about moving, say, from point guard to coach.
Mm-hmm.
Because at some point, you have to get off the court and play another role. And a younger person has to come in and take the point position. Mm-hmm. And his job will be to make sure everybody else in their lane scores. Mm-hmm. But he's the traffic conductor. He's the leader. I think every leader in my generation who's led a church or an organization or a ministry has to face the honesty of that reality. Mm-hmm. How that's going to work out. I talk to my contemporary leaders, and if I told you everything they said, I'd have to kill you.
Then don't.
Because those kind of lane changes are done, let's face it. You know, Danny and Leslie, both corporate, in the corporate world and religious world, it's not done for the most part very well.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think there's a fraternity of us as senior leaders now where it's almost like it's an informal dialogue small group. Let's learn from each other best practices on how we can do this the right way, at the right time, with the right people. So I think about it every day. The Boston Celtics, I'm a Laker fan. Hopefully I didn't lose viewers, listeners. But I admire the Celtics. You know, I just spoke for Mike Kai's leadership thing at Praxis, and the Celtics had a run of like 13 championships in 16 years under Red Auerbach. The way they did it was when their starters and their stars, the Bill Russells, the Bob Cousys, were in their prime, Red Auerbach required that they train and mentor the guys behind them, which they hated to do because they said, I'm going to teach him how to take my job.
Mm-hmm.
When in actuality, history will now show their careers were lengthened because their legs were saved, because the second team could come in and over time play with such effectiveness that it lengthened the starters' careers and also set the stage for perennial championships because the other guys got training. See, the Lakers have as much championships as the Celtics, but they took so much longer to do it. This was multi-generational transfer. Red Auerbach, I can still see him smoking his cigar today.
God, I'm a Celtics fan.
Oh,
even
my
more
goodness.
So now. I am.
Well, God.
Yeah,
God,
I didn't know that about them.
I forgive you. Danny, are you a Celtics fan?
Lakers, Yankees, and Oakland Raiders.
Oh, I'm outnumbered here.
But when I say Yankees, I might lose some listeners too. You know?
So although I'm a Laker fan, to answer your question, I think about the Celtics almost every day and how they did it.
Mm. Yeah, that's interesting. I'm glad you shared that. That's really great. But we can all agree we're Warrior fans, right?
Yes.
Of course. Now, you know, as you move ahead, there are certain things that are like, you know, the continuous drum beats that just beat as a drummer. There's this rhythm, this pattern, and I keep hearing this phrase, each one, reach one, each one, reach one. What does that mean, Pastor Norman?
It means this, Danny, that evangelism is not a spiritual gift, it's a spiritual responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Not just for the gifted few, but for every believer. The Great Commission is for every believer, and I believe that each person can reach one person each year.
Mm-hmm.
God wants to answer that prayer, I think, more than most prayers. And missiologists, the metrics have shown us that if all believers on the earth would do that, numerically speaking, the world could be won in several years. So Jesus didn't leave us with an impossible commission before he went to the Father.
Mm-hmm. You know, and for people who want to reach out but maybe don't know how, Pastor Norman, what advice would you give?
Be a friend of people far from God. It's just build a bridge, build a relationship, stick with them, because after a while they'll get it. They'll go, wow, you really care about me. Then sharing the gospel is so easy because what's preceded the verbiage is a life that has said this, I care about you, I love you. mm-hmm. I will be your friend.
So that's where you start. Mm-hmm. You start with that relationship. With the love.
Mm-hmm. And you earn the right mm-hmm. to share the gospel verbally.
Mm, that's good.
You know, today people are straining in life. Mm. Some people are being constrained in life, marginalized because of lack of employment, mm-hmm. lack of opportunity. And, you know, people begin to shut down. There's some parts of us that shut down. Our emotions start mm-hmm. to cave because, you know, hope is being sucked out of yes. us. And not everyone, in fact, most people don't have the emotional or mental infrastructure to battle mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. Pastor Norman, somebody today who's facing a financial crisis, facing a health issue, somebody that's having a relational problem, mm-hmm. what would you say to somebody as a word of hope, kind of like a parting shot mm-hmm. to somebody in that situation right now? What would you say?
Let go and let God. Mm-hmm. As simple as that. The Lord wants to bring forth not only an intervention and an answer, but a formation in your character. He uses adversity to make you into the image of His Son. And when we get that, the problem, whether it's provision, protection, whatever it may be, He'll take care of that. But let go and let God. In fact, that's what we came up with in our small group today, because mm-hmm. you wouldn't believe the plethora of problems mm-hmm. that were in that group, but we came out of there so invigorated, and the theme was simply this: let go, put it in God's hands, draw close to Him, trust Him, and He will bring the answer to pass.
Amen. Amen. Let go and let God. It's always a blessing to be with you. We've been joined today with our featured guest, Pastor Norman Nakanishi. Scripture: for the Son of Man came to seek and save that which was lost. Luke chapter 19, verse 9. Remember, let go and let God. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host Leslie Silva and our technical producer Leah Rodriguez. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
For listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave.